Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is the founder and president, CEO of Indiana Ballet Theatre, my friend, Gloria Tuohy. And Gloria, it's always great to have you here as a guest.
Thank you, John.
And this is the time of year when we're anticipating the Nutcracker.
Yes.
And this is going to be like the Symphony's Holiday Pops concert, your last Nutcracker
at
the Star Plaza Theater.
Yes.
Well, so we'll talk about what's going to happen after that, but what's special about this year?
Because it's our 20th, not only is it the last one at the Star Plaza, it's our 20th anniversary there, so it's really unique. We have all of the old performers coming back in to perform. It's going to be the best one ever.
I'll bet. Well, 20 years, they've had 20 years under their belts now.
Yes.
their dance belts. Gloria, how many performances do you do?
We're doing 2 days,
okay,
but it's four performances,
a
school and evening.
Four performances with 3,400 seats.
Yes.
Gloria, what are you going to do next year?
I know. We're looking very hard into trying to think outside of the box.
Well, so, we have to, don't we?
Yes.
This is really shocking. and, you know, hopefully our friend Spiro Batistados with a convention center will have a nice 2,000-seat auditorium for us going forward someday.
I hope so, yeah.
Wouldn't that be magnificent?
I hope sooner than later.
Sooner than later.
Yes.
Well, okay, what are the dates of the Nutcracker this year?
It's December the 13th and 14th.
And you said that there's an event leading
yes,
to it?
Yes, we have a sugar plum party.
Sugar plum party. I want to go to that.
Oh, right. That's actually at the Lake County Fairgrounds in the 4-H building.
Wow.
So that's coming right up.
You're expecting a crowd, I would say.
Yeah, we hope so. It's November the 18th, and lots of fun for the family.
Have you ever done that before?
We have not. This is also a first.
I see.
A first before our 20th, yes.
So, Gloria, when did you establish Indiana Ballet Theatre?
38 years ago.
Oh, really a long time.
Yes.
But the Nutcracker became an annual event at the theatre 20 years ago.
It did, yes.
How are you coming with what's going on Main Street at 93rd?
John, it's going to open in 2018, so...
So when are we going to see the big dumpsters out there and all of the stuff going on?
Well, the engineers have been working on how to secure the building because they actually have to take the roof off.
You just put the roof on.
I know, but we have to take it off, get all the insides out, and redo all the insides. So
wow,
that's what's taking time. The engineers are working out how to secure it.
And it's a $3 million budget.
It is,
yes. And you... And you're confident, are you, that this is all going to...
Absolutely.
I see. Do you have an opening date in mind?
Well, it's sort of been changing a little bit, but we're hoping at the very outside it would be less than a year from now.
So next fall.
Yes.
So the what we're talking about, if for those of you who might be unfamiliar, is Gloria's Classical Art Center.
Yes.
At the corner of 93rd and Main Street in Crown Point on the site of the old nurses' dormitory when there used to be TB. Gosh.
Yeah, tuberculosis.
TB clinic. And on that corner. And it will be a home for Indiana Ballet Theater with a small theater.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a cultural center, so it won't be just Indiana Ballet Theater.
Right. And other arts entities have space.
And a destination.
And a cafe.
Yes, right.
And exhibits.
And it's going to be just like it's done in Europe. So.
And you're going to have outdoor tea
outdoor
garden.
Outdoor performing as well.
you have,
we're going to do it.
You have all these plans. Well,
yes.
I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
And this problem of being left without... at this inventory of seats that we have enjoyed since the late 70s. Symphony started playing at the Star Plaza Theater around 83, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, without that, that's a real void. And then where do all these high school seniors graduate?
I know it. Yes. Yeah.
We'll all be out in football fields.
Yeah.
Well, Gloria, good luck with the Nutcracker.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.
Thank you.